The project team tasked with upgrading transport links between Cork and Limerick has published its preferred route for the upgraded N20. The new road will reuse up to 40% of the existing N20 and will involve the construction of 80 kilometres of what's described as high-quality dual carriageway. There'll also be upgrades to the rail link between the two cities with the development of an hourly no-change service. Let's find out more about all of this now from our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who joins us now. Pascal, first of all, in relation to the road, what's been announced? How significant is this?
Well, it's a significant project, Brian. It's a project that carries a price tag of between 1 and 1.5 billion euro. And today is a significant day in this because we get the detail of the project, if you like. We get the detail of what the project team believes is their preferred route or their best route. And that route is beginning in Cork. The new road will extend northwards past Blarney and Mourne Abbey along the existing N20 before it tracks eastwards of Mallow and New Twopot House and Buttevant, and then goes back west of Ballyhay, Charleville and Bannogue, and it will ultimately join the M20 motorway at Patrick's Well and continue on into Limerick.
So I think you've been speaking to the project coordinator, Yari Howard, and here's what they told you.
You know, we've gone through this process on a number of transport projects over the years, so I've got to know those people, you know, personally who've gone through finding out the decision and then finding that their property is acquired, and it's a big shock.
It's tough for those people.
It is. There's no other way of saying it, sort of thing. Like when you're building such large infrastructure, it's impossible to avoid those kind of impacts. We obviously try to minimise as much as we can and to mitigate them, but for people who may have to sell their house, that is a huge life-changing thing. So there's no doubt that, and once again, that is going to be our priority for this phase going forward.
And Pascal, how soon might this be delivered?
Yes, Brian, as you can imagine, today's news will be welcomed in some quarters, welcomed by motorists who've had to endure tailbacks in towns like Buttevant and Charleville for many, many years now. In other communities, in the farming community, in the areas east of Mallow and west of Charleville, there will be some trepidation among communities there because at the moment there are letters being drafted to 2,000 properties owners telling them that they may be impacted directly or indirectly by this project. That's expected to be whittled down to around 700 property owners directly affected by this. Some of them will have their properties CPO'd for the project, but that the project is still a long way off. There's a lot of work to be done. Identification of land required, detailed environmental evaluation, planning permission has to be gotten. That will involve an oral hearing. So right. We anticipate that it will be 2027 by the time machinery rolls onto the ground and 2030 before it's delivered at the earliest.
Southern Editor Pascal Sheehy, thanks for that.